Picture this. You are looking out over your 5, 10, maybe 20 plus acres. The sun is setting and your flock is grazing across a green pasture. Something inside you affirms, this is real wealth. At least when it comes to material things. You know how to take care of your sheep, your grazing system is improving your land, and you have a way to direct market each lamb that is born. This is how I feel when I look at my flock, and I want the same for you. So I put together a free 1-hour class that answers some of your most frequently asked questions concerning how I raise, rotational graze, and market my sheep for $480 per head. Go to shepherdist.com/480 or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast to sign up and receive the free on-demand class. What's more is that I will follow up over the course of 3 days, providing you with even more free resources, including a free ebook, a free grazing sheep kickstart guide, and a free marketing sheep kickstart guide. This information is worth paying for, but I'm giving it to you for free. Just go to shepherdist.com/480, shepherdist.com/480, or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast for how I raise, graze, and market my sheep for $480 each. Now let's get straight to today's episode. Today I am going to walk you through 7 sources of income that I generate right here on the farm. A lot of people talk about this concept of having multiple income streams, and it's usually presented in a very abstract way, a way that's kind of hard to grasp. So today I'm simply going to take you through these 7 sources of income and how I generate them from the farm without leaving the farm. Most successful family economies over history involved a mix of trades rather than just one. The village blacksmith also farmed his own land. Our first president was also a distinguished orchardist. Ben Franklin was a courier, author, publisher, statesman, and inventor. So it will be today. Successful, enduring, family economies will most likely need to be diversified and cross a range of durable trades. Also, guys, there is a cricket in here, and it's making chirping noises all throughout this video. I can assure you I tried to find him before I started recording, but I couldn't. So let me know down below if you can hear my cricket. Number one source of income is livestock, most obviously. I run both sheep and a cow herd. Now, the cow herd is more of a break-even enterprise. I sell the grass-fed beef on a local level, and it really allows me to satisfy my desire to produce a local food source for my community. The sheep are really a profit center on my farm. It's a purebred Dorper, and at the moment, the demand is such to where all of my sheep are selling on the hoof as breeding stock to other small farms. Now, managing the livestock end of it takes about 2 hours per day. I know a lot of you probably have a job that you like and wonder if it's possible to run a farm on the side, and it's definitely possible. This level of time efficiency just came down to having a few of the right tools for both grazing and my watering system. In the description box below, you'll actually find a free PDF download that lists all of those tools I use with links to the best price source. The second source of income for me has kind of segued off of the fact that I have more demand for my sheep than I'm able to supply with my own farm. And so I launched a pasture-based breeder directory at shepherdist.com. Pasture-based sheep farmers can join this directory, and I will do the marketing for them. You can check this out at shepherdist.com/breeders. Income source number 3 is really conventionally not tied to farming at all. And it's a line of leatherwork and creative products that I actually produce myself. Now, this was the bulk of my income before my work in agriculture really got off the ground and started generating income. And I have not completely phased that out because I understand that what I'm experiencing right now with the ability to generate enough income to support myself through agriculturally related means may not last forever. So I have put that sort of craft side hustle business onto a side hustle basis. But at any point in time, I can expand my capacity for taking orders in the case that things slow down on the farm. Now, the fourth source of income is a sheep care supplies website that I run. And what's really made this popular is that I actually assemble kits for beginner sheep farmers. And what I found as a beginner shepherd was that there were just a few supplies that kept situations from segueing into emergencies. So I sell those products in kits at shepherdist.com. I run it out of my garage, so there is really little or no overhead with respect to that shipping and that operation. I do rent the garage from my parents, and so that's an expense, but again, it's something that I'm able to do right from the farm. Income source number 5 is podcasting and videos. Now, this is a very, very small income source. YouTube ad revenue is very small for me, surprisingly enough. I guess I'm just in a niche that is just very low ad revenue generating, but those videos do really generate a lot of traffic to shepherdist.com, where I sell products for profit. Income source number 6 really ties back to my time in the apparel industry. I guess I really have a love for creating unique and beautiful things to wear, and so periodically I will update the website with some merch and some apparel that is tied to the agricultural realm. The neat thing about this apparel also is that my sister is an amazing artist. She will actually collaborate with me to create a lot of the designs that are applied to this merchandising, whether it's shirts or note cards or stickers. It's just a really fun project that we can mutually collaborate on here at the farm. And you guys have been so generous to support that. And so it supports both me and her in that way. I think I'm at number 7. This might be number 7. Maybe number 8, I don't know, is something I'm so excited to tell you guys about. And it's actually the launch of my very own book, The Basics of Raising Sheep on Pasture. As beginner sheep farmers going into sheep farming with no previous experience in four-footed livestock, our first few years was really rough. But we adapted management principles, which I outline in this book, and death rate went from above industry average on our sheep farm to 1/3 of industry average within just 2 seasons. Pre-order opens on August 15th, 2023, and I would so appreciate your support for the launch at shepherdist.com. So as that date kind of revealed, this is a podcast from an older video from my YouTube channel. I often repurpose those videos to make really good podcast episodes here. And The Basics of Raising Sheep on Pasture is a best-selling item at shepherdist.com as of the publishing date on this podcast. Thank you guys so much for your support of the book, and you will find a direct link to the book as well as all of the other resources I cited in this podcast linked below. See you in the next episode.